Let's get extremely local news now from Black Club Chicago. Good morning, Seamus Toomey. Let's see, Southside CTA news. What's happening?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, this is something people have been hearing for a long time, maybe about 60 years, about extending the red line north of 95th Street. They've long promised to extend it down to 130th, about 6 miles, but it's never happened. It's I always say it's one of those election year campaign things that keeps coming up and then seems to fade away. Well, today they're actually moving. The city council is giving the authority to the Cook County Land Bank to start buying up property along the route. There's a $4 million deal in place to buy some tax delinquent properties there, so they're getting some of the easier ones first. But obviously, to extend something 6 miles through the neighborhood, through the Roseland neighborhood, there's going to be some private homes that they're going to have to acquire if they're going to build through it. Mm-hmm. Some of it will run along the Dan Ryan, and they're going to try to get it through as much public land as possible. But today's deal will let them buy 55 of the properties. They've got a lot more to go, but it is a sign of progress that they're starting to acquire some of these things if they're going to ever do this thing that Richard J. Daley promised the South Side that he would build for him.
Yeah, it's been a while. On the North Side, neighbors coming together to help Santa Claus, right?
This was a really nice one. This played out this Saturday in the Irving Park neighborhood. A neighbor by the name of Julie Weber had started this 3 years ago during the pandemic. She had heard some kids in the neighborhood were going without toys during the pandemic. So she started Front Porch Christmas, and it really has turned into a huge event. There was 500 kids that showed up on Saturday morning to pick through their choice of toys that had been donated by local stores, by Julie and her neighbors in the 3800 block of North Sacramento. Even the guys from the local firehouse showed up with bags full of toys. So it was really quite an event. We've got some pictures at Block Club Chicago that just shows the line stretching down the block and just lots of happy kids coming together. But nice story. Julie Weber said, you know, this is just something that, you know, neighbors know what neighbors need, and we all came together and 500 kids really had a good Saturday.
That's nice. Also, some good news in the Six Corners neighborhood. Tell us about this.
Six Corners, there's a brand new complex there right at the main intersection of Six Corners. It's called the Clarendon Six Corners, and it's being built right now, a senior living center, and they just made some big fans in the neighborhood by writing a $100,000 check to Schurz High School. It is the high school's, the Portage Park High School's single largest donation ever. They're going to get their hands on it today and talk more about it, but they said they're going to establish a scholarship program for their beginning for the 2023 grads. They're going to use it for some extracurricular activities, just from other things that the school needs. But, you know, a nice way for new people coming to the neighborhood to really, you know, help out the younger kids. So good for you guys, Clarendon Six Corners and Schurz High School. Congratulations.
Yes, nice story. Seamus, thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks, Bob.